got off of it, so Book did a great job. Colin, Grayson, those guys getting off of it allows us to get some shots from three. And I thought in transition, I thought we really ran. Obviously, you know, they were on the second night of back-to-back. They just defensively, just our intent to really guard. I thought we really, our pressure bothered them at times. Again, second night of back-to-back is tough. We're going to be one of those teams where it's tough to play against every night, especially on the second night of back-to-backs and our guys. It's really that second unit, I thought, in the first quarter. Really got after them, set a great tone. In the third quarter, our starters, when they got back in.
After last game, Grayson had said he was kind of coming out looking to make things simple, looking for the right pass. But tonight, I mean, getting it going like that, what did he give you with his scoring?
Yeah, it's bad coaching. I never want him to be simple, passive, whatever he said. I want him to be aggressive. So every night he's out there, every possession, I want every single person on the floor being a threat, being aggressive. He was great. Grayson was great tonight. Glad to have him back.
Coach, obviously you guys are, you know, one to force the turnovers and capitalize off of it. I thought this was one of the games where it looked like Memphis was just all out of sorts on where to go with the ball. Is that, how much is that a part of that pressure, okay, get them completely out of sorts offensively in terms of where they're even looking to go with the ball?
You want to disrupt for sure. There's different points, parts of the court where we really feel like we can be extremely disruptive. They do a good job moving it. They play really fast. But where there was points to really disrupt, we wanted to heat them up as best we could. Again, we know they're in the second half back-to-back. They're without a lot of guys. We want to apply our pressure every night, but especially we felt that we could disrupt them. And then that really helps our offense.
And then obviously Dylan, whenever he comes back here, he's obviously geeked up, and he had some moments there tonight. Maybe just speak to how much his energy probably was fueling you guys the way he came out.
Yeah, just a repetitive narrative of his just overall demeanor every single night sets the tone for our group. He's done it since day one. We talked about in pregame. He starts defensively, his aggressiveness defensively. We decided to put him on Spencer because Spencer's had a lot of success lately, especially last night. We tried to put him on the ball, see how aggressive we could be right at the point of the attack. And then any disruption we can get from him defensively really fuels our offense.
And then, you know, when you just look back at the first time you guys played him, that was way back in October. I think you got the 1-4 at that point. And clearly the season has flipped. Do you even look at like moments like maybe, okay, the last time we played him, we were this and now we're this now? Do you even do that correlation at all or no?
I think there's some just like